What do you think is the hardest part of growing a good garden? Hey, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's word in your life. Do you have much experience with gardening? I mean, it's a lot of work, because you have to keep it watered, you got to pull the weeds, and then you don't even see the results of your work for days and days and weeks. But even if you get a little tired of tending a garden, Jesus never does. In today's story, we'll read about how he's the gardener and we, his people, are his garden. It's called A Well-Watered Garden by A.W. Smith. Look over there, Jet, under those tall weeds. Kira jumped over a stream as she and her brother explored the area behind their new home. When they had lived by the sea, their family made their living as fishermen. But when the Dragon Wars encroached on their tiny coastal town, they had to flee inland. They hoped to make a fresh start in this new village in the Amplio Valley. Kira pushed aside some of the rough grass to get a better look. Are those Trotta fruit? Looks like Trotta fruit to me, confirmed Jet. Let's pull up these weeds so we can see the plants better. They began pulling the grass and thistles that had grown more than waist high. Sure enough, they found other fruits and vegetables too. Kira said, someone must have planted this garden long ago. I'm surprised that Trotta plants survived in the middle of all these weeds. Let's work on this garden instead of planting a new one, Jet said, remembering their old garden back home. Its produce had helped them through many a tough time. We'll need to bring water from the stream, and the weeds will come back if we let them. Kira paused thoughtfully. You know something? I came across a verse in Isaiah this morning. You will be like a well-watered garden, like a spring whose waters never fail. I've heard it said that Isaiah points to our need for Jesus. Remember how everyone who believes in Jesus has living water flowing inside us, and how he produces good fruit in our lives? As his people, I guess we're his garden. I like thinking about how he's the one watering that garden. Jet rubbed a Trotta leaf. I want to be like that, producing fruit instead of thistles. I don't want to cause harm like the wars do. I want to bring good into the world. But every day I keep finding more sin in my life, like how we'll keep finding weeds in this garden. I know Jesus has already made us holy through his death and resurrection, but I can't wait till he comes back and we won't struggle with sin anymore. Kira nodded. Me too, but I'm also thankful the Spirit tends our hearts every day, rooting out the thorns of violence and greed so we can be people of mercy and kindness. All right, let's think about this for a second. When we know Jesus, his Holy Spirit lives in us and works to produce good fruit in our lives. What does this fruit look like? If you want a little bit of a hint, read Galatians 5, 22 through 23. The Holy Spirit also makes us more aware of the sin in our lives. Consider taking some time in prayer, confessing any sin that comes to mind, and resting in Jesus' sure forgiveness. Now, as you and I can read in Isaiah 58:11, you will be like a well-watered garden, like a spring whose waters never fail. And I'd encourage you to dig a little bit deeper and read Isaiah 58:6-12, John 7:38-39, and Galatians 5:13-23 to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource from Keys for Kids Ministries, and don't forget about the Unlocked app. It has all of our daily devos in audio and written format, and is perfect when you're, busy with life. It's got some other features too, like taking notes and finding stories based on specific Bible verses, which is one of my favorite ones. Search for Unlocked Teen Devotional in your app store. And come back for tomorrow's devotion with Natalie, for when you don't feel like you've got the Holy Spirit in you. But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.